This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Success. That's what we have. That's what you are. That's what the conservative movement represents. That's what happened in 2016 on the night of November the 8th, going into the morning of the 9th. Success. It had been brewing. It looked like failure. You know the old saying, you fail a lot before you succeed, because you got to get practice. You got to hone your skills. I don't know how many kicks I've thrown in my life before finally I can squeeze that thing in, and then suddenly it's just easy. It's just pop, 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 pop. How many punches? I'll go to the sporting goods store, and I'll hit the speed bag. And, you know, kids will go up and hit it. And I'll hit the speed bag for 2 minutes, just dinking around because, you know, things are going, other people are shopping, I'm having a good time. And I'll just go hit it because it's set up, it's got the, you know, air in it. And it is amazing. And in 2 minutes, I might hit that thing, I don't know, 150, 200 times or something like that, maybe more, because I'm hitting it, you know, 3-4 times a second. So let's say I get 500 hits in, 250 per side. Yeah, I could do the math in my head. Look at that. Good education. So here's my point. That's 2 minutes dinking around. I used to hit the speed bag 10 minutes at a time. I mean, just going from side to side, you know, like as if you were, you know, going back and forth like a through a fight, you know, left to your right, left to your right. Just and it has a little different sound when you move from one side to the other, one side to the other, and trying to keep that rhythm. I can't even keep it with my mouth. But anyway, here's my point. Many times when I got started hitting that thing, it was right. Couldn't hit it. Couldn't keep that thing going. Couldn't keep the rhythm. And then after, I don't know, 5,000 hits, more than that, many, many more than that, probably 100,000, 150,000, suddenly I got a rhythm. Pop-a-da, 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 pop-a-da. Same thing with jumping rope. My son has a jump rope. He's got a little buddy outside, and they're jumping rope. Boop-a-doop-a-doop. And I go outside, and they go, we can't get beyond 10. And I said, let me see it. I took the rope. I'm switching it up, putting it, you know, on one side of my body and the other, going back, pop, 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 doubling up, soup, 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 soup. Then I stopped it, went backwards, pop, 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 pop. Started doing exactly the opposite. And I finished, handed it back to him after about 2 minutes. And the little boy goes, you can really jump rope. Yeah. You want to know how many hours I spent jumping rope? How many hours doing exactly what they did? Couldn't get beyond 10? What I'm telling you people is this. You think you were losers all that time back in the day. We weren't paying attention. We may not have been training as hard as we thought we were, but there came a point where we started to train. And you know, let me give you a little hint, folks. This is what I tell people that I train. I tell them, trust your training, not trust your instincts. Trust your training. You know what your training is. Your training is the education you actually got. Your training is hanging around the people that mean something to you and not becoming a superficial maggot like those leftists in Hollywood. Your training was staying true to who you are, your core, because you believed in something. You believed in God. You believe in family. You believe in country. That was your training. It was tested all along the way. And finally, you had to put your training into action. And you know when you first started? 2010, you trusted your training, and you flipped Congress, or flipped one of those houses, I believe it was Congress. You trusted your training again in 2014, and it won. And you know what? You trusted your training in 2012, when you didn't elect Romney. In 2008, when you didn't elect John McCain. But in 2010, you flipped Congress. In 2014, you doubled down. And then you know what you did? You really trusted your training. Because at this point, you knew what success looked like. You were like, whoa, it ain't McCain. Whoa, it ain't Romney. It's not George Bush. And you trusted your training. Many of you trusted it earlier than some of the rest of us. I'm not giving myself an excuse, but I was a pundit. I knew I had to go on TV, and I was not going to declare. But admittedly, I wasn't a Trump guy during the primaries. But I said, whoever wins, I'll support 100%. And when Trump won, I jumped on the bandwagon. At that point, it wasn't that I was saying he was infallible. Was he boorish? Sure he is. You know, he reminds me of that. Like I tell you all guys all the time, he's a billionaire that doesn't act like a billionaire. Good for him. I don't like those pretentious, you know, I'll just leave it at that. But I don't like them. I like guys that are down to earth. That, you know, Donald Trump's the kind of guy you say, yeah, man, my car broke down. You say, man, you got to have a car, Kev. What's it going to cost you to fix it? I don't know, about $1,200. Here, call the office, we'll get you $1,200. He's not going to give you $12,000. He's not going to give you $100,000, but he'll give you $1,200. Because his thing is, that's enough for you to get it fixed, right? Yeah, then you're back on your feet, aren't you? Yeah, then get to going. All right. I got a friend like that, except he's a lot more generous. A lot more generous. But if you need something, you call him. He's there. But here's my point. You were building to success. And all those so-called losses that the left are laughing about. Joy, what's her face? Joy Behar. She's laughing. Donald Trump's going down because of Michael Flynn. And then what happens next day? She gets knocked out. Because, see, Joy's not training. She doesn't want to know anything. She doesn't want to hone her skills and understand what the fight is really about. That doesn't matter to her. She just wants to win. She thinks she can go from no training to winning.
Why? Because I'm brash and I'm bullish and I'm funny.
You're none of it. Except brash. And I could go with a few other adjectives. But you trained. You started listening to shows like mine. You started paying attention to people like me. I'm not taking all the credit for you, even though I did put a couple of muscles on you. Let's just face it. Okay. But the point is, you are now ready for battle. You know how to win. You know what success looks like. And now, I will take nothing less than that from you. You're looking back at Romney. Many of you said, I can't stand. I hate myself for wanting to vote for Romney. But you know what? You're not going to be fooled again. You're not fooled by the media industrial complex. You're not fooled by the lies of the left. You know what to look for. You know what a good sparring partner is, too. You're ready for the fight. Bring it, Lefty. Come on, baby. Bring it, Rhino. Bring it, anti-Trumper. Because you're training, and you're training every day.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to play a clip. This guy's a friend of mine. His name is Ed Martin. That's from St. Louis. He's run for quite a few offices. He now works at Eagle Forum, and he's a, a contributor at CNN. And Ed's on a lot, and he's a nice guy. He's an affable guy. He's an attorney. And, has a practice there in St. Louis. I don't know what type. Corporate, I think. And a sharp guy. But when I listen to guys like Ed do interviews, it drives me crazy. I want to play this interview, not to embarrass Ed, but to say that how you could handle this situation. And I want you to see how it spirals, how the person takes what Ed says, spins it, and he doesn't come back hard enough. Now, what you won't see is he's in a panel discussion, and it's a four-panel. The host and three other people, and they've got it cut into four, squares. And Ed is shaking his head when she's talking, but he doesn't interrupt. He doesn't say, that's absolute nonsense. He just tries to fight with the high road. And I'm going to show you. You tell me how effective you think this is. But here he is.
Well, as I've said before, first of all, there's two things that are in conflict. One, I've said from the beginning, I don't know the women to say that they're not telling the truth. So I don't know how I could know that, and I don't think most people do. The second thing is, you and every other major news outlet have said that Al Franken is okay to go to the Ethics Committee to get an investigation. Why is that suddenly...
I haven't said it. Don't do that, Ed.
Well, CNN has. Everyone has. They've said that's a proper venue for something to happen. I agree with you. It won't be much in Al Franken's case. But why should the people of Alabama have to listen to people tell them what the facts are when they can't judge? They know Roy Moore. They know the people. I mean, what's the? They're going to make a vote on that, right?
Go ahead, Hillary.
Well, this is the problem of this kind of false equivalency. And I think, honestly, the Democrats screwed this up with Al Franken. The fact that you justify saying that Roy Moore, who these women were credible, they were public, they have nothing to gain. And by the way, they were Republicans, still are Republicans. The fact that you say, well, it's okay for Roy Moore to be in the Senate because Al Franken is still there is just appalling. And that's literally what the Republicans have done. Mitch McConnell and Cory Gardner, the chair of the Republican campaign committee, said just 2.5 weeks ago that he should not be in the Senate. And what happens yesterday? You know, we need a vote for tax reform. We need votes. That's disgusting. The idea that Mitch McConnell walked back his claim that Roy Moore should not be in the Senate and then gave the president permission somehow to do the same thing. You guys should be ashamed of yourself to suggest that because Al Franken put his hand on a woman's ass that Roy Moore should also be in the Senate.
I never said
you
that.
You should be ashamed of that.
I never said that. It's cable. Don't act like that actually hurts your feelings.
Go on.
I think that I'm ashamed that on national TV you'd use that kind of language. All I've said was that from the very beginning I've used that.
Let me just be clear. You can actually say that.
By the way, it's not okay to do.
That's not what Al Franken did. The picture shows something different.
I am not defending Al Franken, but you sure shouldn't defend Roy Moore.
I'm saying that in the people of Alabama, 5 weeks before an election, are treated to a litany of people who say one thing. And by the way, you're not telling the truth, Hillary, when you say that all of the people who accused him have been credible. There have been people who have been shown to not be credible. And all I've said from the beginning is we can't tell who's telling the truth, but we can let the people vote. And then, as you and others have said about Al Franken, let the thing go forward after that. We'll see.
Okay, I got to stop it there. I mean, it pretty much ended. But there's so many things I want to talk to you about with respect to how you debate on the left. I can't debate over there because I'm, you know, with Fox. But I will just tell you, all Ed Martin said was, you don't know the facts. And he didn't have to say another word. You don't know the facts. I would say to that lady, what do you know? What do you know about these women? You explain to me. Were you there? Do you know somebody that was there? Explain to me how you are so sure that this happened. Because let me tell you something. I saw Al Franken. I saw what he did on a graphic. Now, personally, is it worth him losing his seat over? I'm not going to be the judge of that. Other women have come forward. He's now admitted to it. So that's the evidence there. But you tell me what you know definitively, and I want to know right now. But no, they go down this path. False equivalency. She says the Democrats screwed up with Franken. But she says, you know, but to justify and that Moore should be in the Senate based on Franken is appalling. And that's not what he did. I would have interrupted her immediately and said, I'm going to stop you right there. You're lying on national TV. That's not what I said. What I said is, you explain to me how you know what these women, whether they're guilty or innocent. You explain it. You explain to me how you know whether Roy Moore is guilty or innocent. So I'm just, if you is as appalled as you are and wanting to believe these women, I could be just as appalled on the Roy Moore side saying, how can you accuse somebody of something which you have absolutely no evidence? So you defend that. Now, I've already talked about this earlier in the broadcast. We are on a slippery slope. I already talked about this, but it's worthy of hearing again. The Muslim community says it takes two women, to negate what one man says. So in other words, if a man rapes a woman and that's all she's got is her evidence, so what? Now, if women want to live in a world like that, where men can go around doing whatever they want, and they say, do you have a second witness? No, I don't. Well, then it didn't happen. You know, shame on them. Because I'll be doggone if I'm a man and I'm going to live in a world where a woman says, Kevin did this to her. And I go, I did no such thing. And I have no way to defend myself except my word. Because let me tell you something. My word should be good enough. You want to give me video, you want to have some audio, you want to send them some faxes or emails or whatever, maybe so. But if you just want to say, well, he said this or that, and then when Ed Martin says, well, look at the evidence. You know, what evidence? Some of these women are not credible. That's not true. Gloria Allred still hasn't produced that photo album or whatever, the yearbook that Roy Moore supposedly signed. And you want to know why? Because it's fake. And Ed didn't come back and explain that. See, this is why I don't like when people, quote, debate on our behalf as conservatives. Did he lose the argument? Not necessarily, but he doggone sure didn't win it. And then he goes into, oh, well, you know, you just said that language. Look, I can say the word on the radio. I won't do it. I'll say but. But the fact of the matter is that was the least of the concerns. I'd say the only person making a butt out of herself is you right now, because you have no evidence. What you're trying to say to America and the world is a woman must be believed over a man. Why? You explain to me why. When is somebody going to start standing up for the rights of everybody? If you're going to accuse somebody of something, you should be held to the standard of proving it. Isn't that what our jurisprudence system is built on? Innocent until proven guilty? Oh, well, it's the sheer number. Oh, wow. So what have we learned in Democrat politics? You know what they do? They go out and they pay people to say things. That's what they do. And I would have confronted her. I'd say, you know what your party does? You go out, and you, by the way, your gender, you go out and you pay people to say things. You act as if you're all sanctimonious, but you're the ones out there strutting your stuff for people, and then you want to proclaim that there's a women's movement. Well, you can't have it both ways, sister. And that's what I would have said.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Disturbing and troubling because you're right. He was at the heart of the investigation into Hillary Clinton. We know that she lied numerous times. We know that she leached, bitten, and deleted 33,000 emails. We know that a lot of America, a majority of Americans in all polling, said that she was neither honest or trustworthy. It's part of why she lost. And yet you do hear people constantly asking, when will she be held to account? I know she's got a pretty bad fate of not working and living behind me here, but this is what frustrates people. And now this revelation that a decidedly, definitively anti-Trump FBI investigator was involved in the Hillary Clinton interviews, as the president says, is now starting to make a lot of sense. And of course, this is in the shadow of, this is in the context of never-ending investigations here of of the Trump transition, of the Trump campaign, of possible collusion, which, of course, the president said as recently as Saturday simply does not exist. So it's very frustrating to many law-abiding Americans who look up and always see a double standard, always see special exceptions for Hillary Clinton. Look, the Clinton Foundation doesn't even exist anymore, which also means they're not taking gazillions of dollars from countries that don't respect women and girls. Wink, wink. But it's very disturbing to folks, and who knows if there's more. I'm glad they took action and got rid of this guy, but a lot of damage had already been done because Hillary was under investigation by the FBI. We're also seeing now more information being released about that famous tarmac meeting that wasn't just about golf and grandchildren, we would imagine, between then Attorney General Lynch and President Bill Clinton, the only President Clinton we'll ever have.
Right.
It's very, people want to know. So you talk about golf and grandkids for maybe the first 3 minutes. What was the rest of the conversation that lasted nearly an hour? So there are many questions, and anybody's watching right now, those people who watch TV for a living, which is curious, and type about what we're talking about and say they just can't get rid of Hillary Clinton. They can't stop talking about Hillary Clinton. No, we can't stop talking about Hillary Clinton because she just never goes away.
Kellyanne.
She's legitimized by the mainstream media. Now we find out the FBI had pro-Hillary, anti-Trump people at the heart of the Hillary investigation. Very troubling.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Race Pimping is my book, racepimping.com, talking about, I forget this guy's, what's his name, Peter Strokes, or something like that, Stroke, and he is the guy that special counsel Robert Mueller fired after the New York Times praised his work. He's been at every phase of this investigation that allowed for the cover-up of Hillary Clinton, and James Comey knew it. Look, here's the thing, is there any accountability here? Who was over it? Comey, we know this happened. Why is he not in jail? Why has something not been done? How does he get to write a $2 million or whatever million-dollar book deal, get a book deal, while his Justice Department is, in effect, creating injustice, not telling the American people the truth? I'm just curious. And Robert Mueller, Mr. Stand-Up Guy, all these guys patting each other on the back. It's like Holly weirdos giving each other awards so they can get more and more money, more and more prestige. So we dote on everything that they say. What did Matt Damon say? You know, what did Clooney say? He's so amazing. He can pretend to be other people. Why shouldn't we listen to him? He's so amazing. Oh, George Clooney was in my town the other day, and I bumped into him at the grocery store. I mean, you know, I don't really know him, and he didn't really say anything to me, but he was there. Why do we give them so much credit? They're nobodies. They're people who can play other people. And just for the record, real life is much better. I've argued this. You want show me somebody who can cry when there's somebody died on the screen or whatever, and show me a mother who gets told by the police that her son just got shot in a drive-by shooting as he was coming home from the grocery store. I'll show you who can really act. Because real life more than makes up for it. We get people so much credit because they can mimic real life. You know, or make you have an emotional feeling about going through a tunnel or, you know, being on a crazy island somewhere where monsters appear. Ooh, God, they just make me go from reality. Let me tell you who suspends your reality every single day. These stupid leftists. They suspend your reality. Or, better yet, somebody can make a melodious sound out of their voice and sell millions of CDs or DVDs or downloads or whatever it is. And Ariana Grande, she's a little songbird. She's as messed up in the head as you can get. Nuttier than squirrel turds. But you know what? Let's listen to her. Let's listen to Streisand. Why not? She's certainly not detached from reality. This is crazy. You know, I got to tell you a proud moment. My youngest son, he was asked at school who are his idols. And he said, his parents. And it wasn't like a contrived thing. He was, you know, who'd you say? My parents, of course. That's what he said. Little booger made me cry. No, I wasn't really crying. I was just acting. But he did make me proud. You guys are looking at me going, yeah, Kevin, we know you were acting. I can cry. I can cry on cue. You want to know how I can cry on cue? No lie. You know what makes me cry on cue? When I think about my grandmother on the day that we were burying my great-grandfather. If I want to have tears well up in my eyes instantaneously, I think of that moment. My tears are welling up right now. That was one of the saddest moments in my life, watching my grandmother, who had watched her daughter die, seen that same look in her eye when my mother died and my great-grandfather died, the patriarch, the man that she admired the most in the world. It was so, I mean, my great-grandfather, he's the man I admire the most in the world. Proud to say that. I mean, a man. And, you know, he was respectful of women, but he was all man. And when he was buried in that church, here's this old sharecropper, lived in the good house that my brother used to say had all the holes in the floor. The bad house, they had a dirt floor. Had a dirt floor. And my great-grandfather, they said, was strong as an ox. Y'all think I'm lying, and this isn't a great story, but there's probably got to be at least five people in the family that said a mule would not follow my great-grandfather, and he knocked the mule out. I'm not lying. And that's not one of those, you know, the story gets bigger with age. Four of my uncles told me my great-grandfather was tired of dealing with the mule. He wouldn't plow or whatever. He needed to get going. He knocked the mule out. Nobody messed with my great-grandfather. I saw him later on in life, and he was, you know, he wasn't able to move as much. And when he died in his 90s, and we took him to a picnic once, and he says to me, I won't say my nickname, but he says to me, hey, can you take me around by this tree? And I said, sure, because he was blind. I said, sure, Papa. So I walk him around the tree. He says, now point me in the right direction. I don't want the women looking at my stuff. But yeah, I can cry on command with that man, because you know what? I loved him so deeply. He formed things inside of my life that I can never get. Nobody else can put inside of me the knowledge that he put, because I was willing to listen. Level of respect. Anyway, Kellyanne is saying, when is Clinton going to be held accountable? We got a guy who, you know, has worked on all aspects of this campaign with Hillary Clinton. And we, the more things that come out about him, the worse it gets. Here's some latest information about this guy. Judicial Watch obtained this. He praised the acting attorney general, Sally Yates, after she was fired in January by President Trump for refusing to defend his travel ban that was identical to Barack Obama's. And he sent her a note praising her. Here's what he said. I am so proud and in awe. Thank you so much. All my deepest respects. This is a guy working on an investigation against Trump, lining up witnesses as he's supposed to be looking into the Hillary Clinton thing, who exonerated Clinton's attorney and Uma Thurman, as well as rewrote the terminology that we were later gifted with by Comey. And, yeah, we're supposed to all be feeling good about this guy, good about the investigation. Let me tell you what this would be if it were a court of law. They would throw this case out. That's what they do. And then there'd be hell to pay, because all along the food chain, they have mishandled this. When Comey came back, you guys remember, I think it was a House questioning. They said, well, did you take notes when Clinton was testifying? No. Did you record it? No. Who does that? This is the Department of Justice. Can you imagine going into being called into the FBI and they record none of what you say and take no notes? I would love to see in the history of the Bureau where that's occurred. Nowhere. They take us for fools. And as Kellyanne Conway said, never-ending investigations into Trump while this guy's doing all his dirty work, and guess what? The damage is done. It's done. How are you going to undo it? How do you know what chain of evidence is real, what's fake, what's whatever? What's been fabricated? We got nothing. We got a guy who's tainted all this information. If we don't even have video where we can see him going wink, wink, nod, nod, right? They're crooks, all of them, to their core.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. So we knew there had to be some sacrificial lambs. And let me tell you, the shoe is falling all over the place. And you should congratulate yourselves because you have been successful in toppling the most crooked political system on the planet. I know people are, come on, Kevin, there's all kinds of countries that are crooked. No, there are countries that you know they're crooked. What we've been told is that everything's on the up and up. It's all good in America. We have, fair elections, and we play by the rules, and yada, yada, yada. It's a one justice system for all. It's not, you know, special justice or special treatment for certain people like the elitist and then the treatment for you, etc. And you know what? It's none of that. We have the most corrupt system in the world. And the only thing that the left doesn't want to do is they don't want to admit to it. You know it. Black folks are, what's the miscarriage of justice? So black people say that cops are unfairly targeting black folks. No, they're not. They're fairly targeting black folks. And you know what? Black folks are getting off with more, getting away with more than any other culture. True. It's a fact. You could talk to, there's not a police chief on the planet that will call me a liar on that. He may deny it publicly, but privately he'll tell you the truth and say, Kevin's exactly right. Corporations are held gangster by women, Lily Ledbetter nonsense, by minorities. Oh, we can't have a group of La Raza at your company. Well, we don't make tortillas, dude. We make lawn chairs, you know. Well, we still want to be represented, the Mexicans. It's always somebody complaining. And then we look at what does happen. What's funny is all the people complaining about, we don't get our justice, we don't get this, we don't get that. Then they look at what's happening with Hillary Clinton. They see what's going on, and they say nothing. They're quiet. You want to know why? They're sellouts. I was having a discussion with some black dude. I got called the donkey of the day by The Griot, which is some black publication, online publication. I was the donkey of the day. I was getting all this mail from black folks, and I responded to every one of them. And they came at me, you dumb butt, except they would use other words, and calling me all kinds of stuff. And let me tell you, luckily it's on DM, you know, where everybody doesn't get to see those tweets. But I fired back at these clowns like you wouldn't believe. I fired back at them. Who are you to write to me telling me I'm wrong about something? You just got out of the pen. You know, trying to tell me, Kevin, you're bad for black people. Well, what's your story? Well, I just got out 2 months ago. You know, I caught a case for 5 years because I was selling some heroin or whatever. Oh, really? So you, my friend, are a great representative of black people. Let me tell you something. I've been into hundreds of companies. Hundreds. I've met with board of directors in more companies in a month than the average person would meet with board of directors in 5 lifetimes. And I will tell you, every time, pretty much without exception, I may not have won every deal, but I left that boardroom, and I know for a fact, the people in that room said, that's one sharp guy. And I don't care what else they said after that. They looked at me, you know, I walked in, and I could tell in some cases, they, you know, especially when I was younger, they didn't really respect, you know, they were like, oh, he's a youngster. But when I was finished with that board, at whatever age I was, they said, wow. I'll give you a perfect example. I went to a board, and we had lost a deal. And the owner of the company said, man, will you go to the board and talk to the company? So I said, yeah, you know, because it was a school board. So I went and talked to him. This is, I've talked to other ones. I'm just giving you kind of an early example. But I was VP of a company, and I went to talk to the people that made the decision for the technology of this particular school, big school. And we had lost this major contract to Dell. And so the school was in my hometown. So I go to the school board, and we're having a discussion. And I said, I just want to find out why the board made a decision. That's, you know, because we had lost like low bid or whatever, and they were 2% or, you know, it was pennies. And I said, I don't understand this. I said, we are a local corporation. We've been supporting, we supported another big school right next door to the other one. And I was like, we've been supporting this school district for the better part of 8 years. But not only that, we're in the community. We're helping people do this, that, and the other. And I said, now, when you put all that on balance, we are giving back into this community much, much more than Michael Dell is going to give this community. For him, you're a notch in his cap. He's happy that you gave him the business. But he's not going to come here and run his business from here and hire people and blah, blah, blah. I said, now, with all due respect, I am not disrespecting your decision. I understand you weren't aware of all of the things, you know, the intricacies of this particular piece of business. But I don't look at this as business. I look at this as community, and what we're doing here is bigger than that. We are Johnny on the spot, no matter what happens at our – and I said, and by the way, you can contact our client And I said, I think you probably did. We are Johnny on the Spot. Michael Delkin talked about next day shipping and all that. How about next hour me bring it over? And I said, so again, I do not want to, you know, make anybody upset about your decision, because I get it, it's a paper decision. But that's why I wanted to come here personally. I didn't bit more finish when a guy stood up and said, how in the hell did we not give the business to these guys? And then he goes, you know what? I say we put a hold on this business until we can relook at this. And everybody's like, and I'm mumbling. Now, I'll tell you, we didn't get the business. It was a bid. We lost. We didn't get it that year. We got it the next year. But my point is, when I left, they were going, who is this dude? And that was nothing. By the time, that was probably 10 years before I got into management consulting and started actually dealing with huge companies. But these clowns, they come to me and talk about, what are you doing for blacks? Every time I went into a corporation, I represented blacks. I didn't go in there going, yeah, y'all, listen, I didn't sag. I didn't have braids in my hair. I wasn't wearing my bling. I went in there as a young man trying to get that business, and I spoke professionally. They knew my family life. You know, they do a lot of research on you. So how dare you write to me telling me I'm some Stetson Fetchit coon butt Negro, which they use different language. How dare you? Talking to grown people that way. And the other thing is this. If you've got a disagreement with somebody, how about you just say, you know what, Kevin? I completely disagree with what you said on Fox. This point that you made about blankety blank, I just find, you know, whatever. I'm happy to discuss that. But they always come in with this. You're crazy. You piece of this. You idiot. And then I come back. Well, you're the idiot. And you know why they're idiots? Because they're the people that elect the John Conyers of the world, who, by the way, has been officially thrown to the wolves now. See, in Indian culture, when people get old, they walk away and they give themselves to the elements. But Democrats don't go away. You're watching Hillary Clinton right now. So they got to throw them to the wolves. Hillary Clinton is eventually going to be thrown to the wolves. So we got Conyers stepping down because now he wants his son to molest women. But the Democrats, folks, when Conyers says, I'm going to step down, they felt complete. They washed their sins away when he stepped down. He was an easy target, though, and I talked about this the other day, because any member of the Congressional Black Caucus is guaranteed a seat as long as they step and fetch it for the powers that be. So losing Conyers was no big deal to them. Days into his sexual misconduct, Pelosi called Conyers an icon. But as they say in the mafia, it's going to be your friend who puts that bullet in your brain. And Pelosi obliged. She then sent something, made a comment publicly, Conyers needs to step down. And let me tell you something, folks. That was no request. Conyers had to go. Not even a congressional black circus clown, Sheila Jackson Lee, could save him. And she called him a patriot. And let me tell you a little bit about Democrat politics. When a big mouth black woman from Houston, Texas can't save you, you know that the order for your hit came from the head of the family. So Conyers resigned and ironically asked Sheila Jackson Lee to read his document because he didn't want to appear. He says, my legacy can't be compromised or diminished in any way by what we're going through now. This too shall pass. I want you to know that my legacy will continue through my children. I have a great family here, and especially in my oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed to replace me in my seat in Congress. So yet again, we got DNA we got to deal with. And the Lacey Clay, he replaced his father. Kwame Kilpatrick, you remember that guy? He got handed his seat. A lot of taxpayer money it cost Detroit to finally get rid of that guy. Convicted. High-ranking Democrat political leader in Detroit. 14 days to deliberate on his trial, but the scoundrel and his father went to prison over it. So the Democrats, they want to look at people like me and talk about, I'm not a good role model. Look, all you got to do is look at any member of the Congressional Black Circus and you'll see what's going on. All you got to do is look at the people who call the shots. Pelosi, forget Steny Hoyer and others. They're the shot callers up there.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.